AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Vladimir Putin says the Russian offensive in Ukraine will continue until its goals are fulfilled. Putin also says the campaign is going as planned. Ukraine says it's investigating a claim a poisonous substance has been dropped on its troops. It's not clear what that substance might be. Anastasia Alekhina was forced out of the town of Kherson.
The whole life. Our favorite stuff, our pets, we had to leave them at my parents. We had to leave my parents there, my sister and my niece.
Putin says Russia had no other choice but to launch what he calls a special military operation. Police say five people were shot in New York at a Brooklyn subway station. Here's the AP's Julie Walker.
At least 13 people were hurt. According to multiple law enforcement sources briefed on the investigation, preliminary information indicates that a suspect fled wearing a construction vest and a gas mask. Photo and video from the scene showed people tending to bloodied passengers lying on the floor of the subway station, and the air was filled with smoke. Fire and police officials were investigating reports that there had been an explosion, but the police department tweeted that there were no active explosive devices at this time. Multiple smoke devices were found on the scene, according to the mayor's office. Julie Walker, New York.
Inflation soared over the past year at its fastest pace in more than 40 years. The Labor Department says its consumer price index jumped 8.5% in March from 12 months earlier. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he and Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak will be fined by police for breaching coronavirus regulations following allegations of lockdown parties, Partygate, at government offices. President Biden is visiting Corn Rich, Iowa, to announce he'll suspend a federal rule preventing the sale of higher ethanol blend gasoline in the summer. This is AP News. Oklahoma is making most abortions illegal.
The bill Republican Governor Kevin Stitt signed this morning makes it a felony to perform an abortion except to save the life of the mother. The law takes effect 90 days after the legislature adjourns next month. Under this bill, anyone convicted of performing an abortion would face up to 10 years in prison and a $100,000 fine. The woman getting the abortion would not face criminal charges. This measure is likely to face a legal challenge, say abortion rights advocates. Republican-led states across the country have been pushing aggressively to scale back abortion rights. I'm Rita Foley.
A new study says climate change made the record-smashing, deadly 2020 Atlantic hurricane season noticeably wetter, and it will likely make this season rainier, too. The study says human-caused climate change made the entire season, 30 named storms, drop 5% more rain. One researcher said a little bit can push you over the top. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.